summoned, there appeared personally in Rome, at the Holy Office, in the usual quarters, Reverend Father Fra Vincenzo Maculano and Reverend Father Carlos Iceri, Inquisitors of the Holy Office. Asked by the fathers the following.
By what means and how long ago did he come to Rome?
I arrived in Rome the first Sunday in Lent. I was carried all the way due to my health. In Florence, the Father Inquisitor ordered me to come to Rome.
Whether he knows or can guess the reason why he was ordered to come to Rome,
I imagine the reason is to account for my recently printed book, which, gentlemen, I must say is a book that...
As he explained the character of the book on account of which he thinks he was honored to come to Rome.
It is a book written in dialogue form. It treats the makeup of the world, of heaven and the elements. There is nothing in this book.
Whether or if he worshipped the book, he prepared to identify it as his.
I acknowledge it as mine. But my lord,
when and where did he compose this book?
I composed it in Florence, beginning 10 or 12 years ago.
Whether he was in Rome other times, especially 1616.
I was in Rome in 1616 to hear what was proper to hold in regard to this topic, and whether
he was summoned. 1616.
No, I came of my own accord.
And what did he learn?
The opinion of the sun, stability, and the movement of the earth is repugnant to the Holy Scripture.
Whether he...
Pardon me, my lord. From His Holiness, then Corno Barbarini. We are great friends, you see. We used to walk together. If you read it, this letter shall explain and exonerate all. Since the last time we met, it dawned on me to reread my book, which I'd not seen in many years. I wanted to check it carefully, whether against my purest intention, something might have slipped from my pen through my oversight, which might mislead my readers. But having seen it for so long, it seemed a book by another man. So far from myself as it is, I saw with consternation how one might mistake the purely hypothetical for the actual opinion, and how I argued with too much force what I do not hope to be true. And he concludes that nature never does with men. Been thinking continuously and directly about these interrogations. My faults are many. I confess I was, as Cicero said, too desirous of glory. Now I volunteer to rewrite certain misleading passages all the skill the blessed Lord might give me. In truth, he was told to tell the truth, but one would have recourse to torture. He was informed that he would appear at Santa Maria sopra Minerva to make his confession on 22 June 1633. Otherwise we will have recourse to torture of rigorous kind. He was informed that the proceedings were at an end.